As far as Novell Tech, though, that is an interesting question because if you look at what is Novell technology, we have things like mono. Now, I find it really hard to understand Miguel de Icaza because if I were going to spend several years of my life on something, cloning an existing Microsoft technology would be rather low on the list, especially cloning an existing Microsoft technology where there is just bound to be liability attached to it. So what we have created here, especially for mono users, is a perception that, hey, you'd better have a Novell license because otherwise, you know, you might not be protected regarding all of the patents in this product. Well, when Microsoft submitted C# to ECMA, the standards organization, they had to make a royalty-free declaration on the fundamental patents in C#. So that's not what we're worried about. What we're worried about is that there are lots more patents used than just the ones in C#. And so I'm distrusting especially of products based on mono, and I don't want to write in it. I don't want to use it. I certainly don't want to distribute it just because of the liability concern there. I think that projects that have Novell participation should be very careful. You don't know when they're putting in some of their own tech that they hold a patent on, and you've no way of knowing. And you know what? The engineers don't even know. They'll get a suggestion and they'll do something and they'll not understand where it came from because they don't know what patents their own company holds. I find it very difficult to trust those guys any longer, and it is really too bad because individually most of them are nice people and it's really just their bosses that you can't trust.